Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast, the place to be for a sexy mom life that turns you on. Overcome the mom guilt, spice up your sex life, and do the shit that matters to you. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Sexy Mama Podcast. I'm Lucy Lampe, your host, and today we are talking about how we keep ourselves lonely. Now, why would we want to do that? The thing is that we really don't. Our hearts don't want to keep us lonely. They don't want to be lonely. And yet, this crazy thing happens. This disconnect between our heads and our hearts, where we hide. We hide and we disconnect. And that is how we keep ourselves lonely. So, a little backstory. I shared this message with the mamas. I know I keep referencing the Sexy Mamas Night Out because it was just a couple weeks ago. And I talked about this very topic, about how the most pervasive issue and the biggest pain in the mom communities that I see amongst mothers as a whole is loneliness. And even when we meet up with other moms and when we have play dates and when we have play groups and all that, it is so common to still walk away from those experiences feeling like nobody really sees me or nobody really knows me or, no one gets me. Like that was just some superficial stuff to meet a quota, check a box that, okay, I did that thing. I met with my mom group or I went to the play date. I took my kids out. And it's so easy to stay lonely. And the way that we stay lonely is not by not getting out and doing things. I mean, that's one big thing that, okay, if I'm lonely, I need to go out and meet some people and connect with some people in some way, find women that I have some things in common with. Yeah, that will get you so far. But what keeps us lonely is not letting ourselves be seen. Not letting ourselves be known. So really, it's 100% our responsibility to let ourselves be seen and be known and be heard. And that takes such vulnerability. And it's risky, you guys. It's risky to let ourselves be seen because what if others reject us? What if others, think we're too emotional or we're our shit is too heavy? Or we're party poopers or whatever our stories are that keep us from putting ourselves out there and getting vulnerable with the people in our lives. And for me, during the season of my life that was the most challenging, when my husband wasn't getting out of bed in the morning, when my body was, acting out and I developed an autoimmune dysfunction, when our youngest was still a baby and he wasn't sleeping through the night, when we had just, this is all in the time that we moved to San Diego. This was 2.5 years ago. That summer was the most challenging time of my life because my husband was in the middle of this 2-year depression. He was in this deep, dark pit, loss of identity, just teetering from completely disengaged and depressed to raging, angry, and unpredictably volatile. It was not a happy time in our home. And I had all these stories in the way. I had all these stories that, nobody really gets me. Nobody understands exactly what I'm going through. I have no one to talk to because I tried to share some things with some people and just got completely shut down. Or one family member, well-meaning, told me that it was my responsibility to make my husband happy or else who else was going to do that? I was like, okay, never mind. I'm not going to talk with you about this because this is really not the direction I want to take this conversation in. I'm trying to get vulnerable and share with you how I'm feeling, and this is the response I get. So I had so many obstacles in my way, in my head, so many stories that were keeping me lonely. Those stories, like I just said, the one, I have no one to talk to. Second, no one understands what I'm going through. And third, I had this story too. My husband doesn't give a shit. He is practically a part of the furniture. He is one with the recliner playing his video games, numbing himself from the pain that he's really feeling in his heart. And he's completely disengaged from life. Those were the stories that I was telling myself And those were keeping me lonely. Because those stories were keeping me from sharing myself with others, from allowing myself to be seen and be heard. And after a couple of failed attempts, three in particular, failed attempts of sharing my struggles with others, and then being met with either resistance or judgment, I quit trying. And I was so lonely. Like, there were so many things that I wanted in that season of life. I wanted my husband to miraculously heal his body because he was experiencing all these unexplained injuries. I wanted my body to heal because the extreme eczema that I was experiencing was taking over my life. I couldn't even sleep at night. I would wake up in the middle of the night with bloody sheets and blood on my clothes because I had open sores all over my body. And I wanted my baby to sleep through the night. I wanted so much. But what I wanted the most was to not feel so fucking lonely. And the crazy thing about that is that I was the one keeping myself lonely by not letting my heart be seen. And so what I would like to encourage you today is to share, open up with someone. Man, you don't have to do it on Facebook and open up to everyone in your network and tell them the shit that's going on in your life. But man, like, you know, open yourself up to someone or someone, some group. This is why the Sexy Mama movement is what it is. It is the no judgment, no bullshit space to safely share and explore. Who is this woman that I can become, this woman that I want to become? Who is that badass, sexy bitch inside of me that I want to unleash? What does she look like? How would she handle this? And this is a safe space to do that, to have these conversations. So first of all, I would love to encourage you, invite you to join the Sexy Mama Sisterhood. This is our free private community on Facebook. And this is a place where we can share our victories, share our messes, share our challenges. And even more of a tight-knit group are the coaching groups that I've had in place throughout the years. Currently, I'm not accepting new members into the coaching group, but we will be in about a month and a half. So stay tuned for more of that. That is where the real results can be seen and felt. So right now, think of one person in your life that you can get vulnerable with. Share with them. What is something that you're really struggling with, that you're actually struggling with? Share from your heart. And then share how you feel about that. How do you feel about it? It's not just that, oh, this thing is happening in my life and the end. No, what is your experience of that? How are you feeling? How is that impacting you? And then third, what do you want? What is it that you ultimately want in this situation and in your life? So again, this is an exercise that we did at the Sexy Mamas Night Out, where the ladies shared these three things with a stranger, with someone that they had just met that night. And it was such a powerful experience. So first, something that you're struggling with. Second, how you feel about it. Like, no bullshit, completely uncensored. And then third, what is it that you want? So I encourage you to share this with someone. If you don't have any person in your life that you can get vulnerable with, that you feel, you know, safe to share with, join our community. Either way, I invite you to join our community, the Sexy Mama Sisterhood on Facebook, and you can share these things there with us. Something you're struggling with, how you're feeling about it, and what you want ultimately. You don't have to be lonely. You don't have to do life alone. You don't have to survive and struggle and strive and just try to get through the day, get through this season of life, get through motherhood alone. It doesn't have to be lonely. This is what this community is here for. This is why I do any of this, to create this space for moms like you. So I invite you to join the Sexy Mama Sisterhood, and also go to sexymamamovement.com for more resources on your sexy mom life, to claim the power within you, to unleash that badass sexy woman that I keep talking about and I'm going to keep talking about, because that is in you. She is in you. She is you. So that is all I have for you today. And here is to you and your sexy life. Thank you for tuning in to the Sexy Mama Podcast. Get more resources for your sexy mom life at sexymamamovement.com.